This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Gives it to Smart. Smart at half court. He's picked by Holiday. And that's going to do it. Milwaukee, a comeback win on the road.
Yeah, just a great instinctive play by Drew. Smart just, you know, looked, had an angle, drove the baseline. And Drew just, like I said, you know, I'm not sure exactly where he came from, but, you know, I think the guy guarding Smart got to work on that. And Drew's activity around it was good.
It's You Better You Bet on the BetQL Audio Network.
The voice of Brian Anderson, first doing the play-by-play on TNT. And just as an aside, and I don't know if you agree with this or not, Will, I tweeted this last night. I think Brian Anderson is on, like, the Kevin Harlan, Ian Eagle, like, Mike Breen level of, like, NBA play-by-play guys. I think he's, like, ascended. Do you think he's, like, in – he's actually on that tier now or just close to it?
Well, I think Kevin Harlan's on his own tier for me personally. Like, Kevin Harlan might be my favorite announcer in all of sports.
I slightly prefer Ian to Kevin Harlan.
Ian Eagle's fantastic. I mean, I'm not trying to get in trouble by, and I think the NBA thing is key too, though. Like, you know, cause like Jim Nantz is fantastic. I love Nantz. He does golf, but like, you know, the NBA, like Kevin Harlan's like, I mean, on the Pick Six podcast, like one of the big things we do is if somebody dunks on somebody else with like a good, like a you know, wisecrack or like a dunk, like we play Kevin Harlan clips, like,
oh, up high, down hard.
I'm always pumping that can come through. It's very nice. It's like, Spurs.
Tottenham scored again. Up 2-0.
2-0, baby.
I'll tell you what, Tottenham putting themselves in position to qualify for the Champions League next season. Arsenal, if they had won this game, would have qualified for the top four for the Champions League next season, but there's still some time to go. At Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. Anyway,
there's a couple other great Harlan sounds that, somebody, one of the producers, like, dude's got its own soundboard. What the hell? There's a couple other ones too where he's like, this guy is drunk.
And then, that was the guy that ran onto the field, right? Yeah, the fan on the field. Yeah.
Put on your bra, pull up your pants, and be a man.
Yeah, he's pretty incredible. Has been incredible for a long time.
Remember when he called two games at once during the NFL playoffs when he was in Kansas City? Oh no, it was two games in week 17 or something like that. It was like Kansas City was trying to clinch the division or something like that, and they were CBS kept cutting to this other game and they were showing it like in the stadium, and he was calling both games at the same time. He's like, I'm calling two games at once.
Was it the Bengals Ravens game when Dalton threw the touchdown pass to knock the Ravens out and send the Bills into the playoffs on the finals?
I think that is right.
Dalton to Tyler Boyd. Is that right? I think that makes sense. Could be wrong. An all AFC game. So maybe
it was Chiefs and, yeah, it was Chiefs, and I think you're right about the Andy Dalton thing, because they were covering the Chiefs and Chargers game, and the Chiefs were up by 9 points, and then they kept doing a cut through and like showing him in the stands, and he was just announcing a second game. Just incredible. Amazing. Next level stuff.
Amazing. Like, and he probably sees that, and like, he's such a seasoned pro, and he's like, I am going to fully take advantage of this opportunity and own the moment. So I think Brian Anderson's really great. Like, I don't know if I would say like he's like as good as Harlan or Ian Eagle or Breen, but he's really damn close. He's exceptional. He had a great call of the game last night. Yeah. And Drew Holiday, and like, I mean, Drew Holiday's just defensive player of the year now, right? Like, if you cashed on Marcus Smart, you had to give your money back, but Drew Holiday wins defensive player of the year. If you make two plays like that on the defensive player of the year to end the game, ridiculous. Bucks beat the Celtics in a thriller, closing the game on a 28-12 run. I think it was a collapse by Boston. We'll get your take on that. Collapse by Boston versus like authentic real win by Milwaukee, and give them credit, of course, for winning the game. But that's an insane loss for the Boston Celtics. 40 for Giannis. Imagine lining his points prop every night at 31.5. It is free money right now. Holiday scores 24. Meltdown by the Celtics. Bucks one win away from getting back to the Eastern Conference Final. We'll get to game six in a second. We'll get to the series price in a second. But Will Brinson, your thoughts on game five. Milwaukee coming from behind in the fourth to beat the Celtics in Beantown.
I mean, I had the Bucks plus 5.5 pretty heavy, and I had kind of given up on it. And then it felt like a couple key moments. One was the finally like Giannis hit a three that was like, no, and it was like, oh yay. And he had like two of those, like, no, yes. I think Brian Anderson called him 3-point makes there in the fourth quarter. But yeah, I thought that the Celtics kind of, it was weird because Jason Tatum has had this ability to just take over games, and he's emerged as
game four at the end.
Yeah, I mean, he's emerged as a bona fide NBA superstar, which I said several years ago that he was going to be, and people laughed at me, whatever.
Wow, what a call by you. Third overall pick in the draft, going to be great. Wow.
I mean, I would say, when I say people, I don't mean like people on Twitter. I mean like my friends here and like, I'm talking to my friends, and like, I'm telling you, Tatum's going to be a superstar. They're like, you're an idiot. Of course, the same friends that were like, I was like, I think Giannis might have an MVP season. And they're like, you're a moron. And then, you know, yada, yada, yada. Giannis is the best player in the league. At any rate, I thought Tatum kind of settled in that fourth quarter and was like settling for jumpers and wasn't attacking. And it left this opening for the Bucks to just sort of storm in and close it, get it, keep it close. And then once they did that, it did feel like Boston tightened up a little bit, you know, and the Bucks just made plays, and then to get daggered by like someone who appears to be like a middle-aged Caucasian Irishman and Pat McConaughey burying two free throws in the garden. Like
it's not his name, but I think we should call him that for the rest of the segment.
What is his actual name? Pat McLaughlin?
Connaughton.
Man, it's Pat McConaughey.
I think that was one of the lead characters in The Departed.
Sully McConaughey.
He's one of the guys that Matt Damon kills, I think.
By the way, shout out to Tyler Sullivan, a.k.a. Sully, who works at CBS, got engaged last night. Oh, and you too, buddy. I publicly congratulated you.
Thank you very much.
You have more on? I'm just kidding. Yeah. Good job. Good job for you.
I mean, maybe. You might be right about that. Anyway, you were saying about the Celtics tightening up.
Yeah, I just felt like they tightened up, which is very bizarre because they had been so clutch in the second half of these of really, and I've got Celtics championship tickets from several months ago, Celtics conference, you know, championship tickets as well. Like I am rooting for the Celtics to find a way to win the series, but man, it does feel like it's just wild because it was the Celtics were about to pull away with this series and just waltz into the next round. And now they're just like, you have to be reeling if you're Boston.
I agree completely. And it kind of felt like, and I tweeted this last night, that's the second time I've done that. Like, I tweeted this last night. Follow me on Twitter at TheCostos. Or
I do it like 10 times this podcast.
Yeah, it's really like, I don't like when I do it because it sounds like I'm like begging. I legitimately don't care. In any event, it felt like Indiana Jones, Temple of Doom style. Like, the Bucks pulled the Celtics' heart out and showed it to them, and then the Celtics just like died right there for game number five. And like spinning it forward to game number six, where the Bucks are 1.5-point favorites, total is 211 as the series shifts back to Wisconsin coming up tomorrow night on Friday night. Like, I think the conversation is like, are the Celtics are not going to go and lay an egg. Like, they're not going to get blown out in the game. Like, they're too good. They're too well coached. Adoka's too good. Like the players are too good. That's not going to happen. Like, do you think that they just like kind of died last night? Like, they're just done, and the Bucks are just going to do what they've been doing like last year and this year, like winning game five and then winning game six, and that's just going to be it. So, go as we spin it forward to game number six, your thoughts on the Bucks and Celtics?
I would say that I am hopeful that the Celtics didn't just die last night because I have a lot more of the Celtics. I don't have any Bucks futures. I have a hard time believing they just curl up and die. That doesn't seem like this team to me. Like, this team is really tough, you know, and you got to go on the road. You know, you got to go up against a former MVP. You got to go up against a guy in Drew Holiday who started to play really well. Sully, McFlanahan, McConaughey is being a key role player for this Bucks
team.
Drinking
Guinness, making threes, eating potatoes. Yeah,
and laughing at the leprechaun. Like, he's got the last left. Yeah. No, laddie.
Now watch me make this three-pointer, laddie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, your lucky charms now. I think this series is going seven. It's been too
good. My, My fiance is quarter Irish, by the way, just so everybody knows. So all good. I can have these jokes.
I just assume people would guess that I have some Irish blood in my body. They probably do. I think I'm mostly Scottish and British, but anyway.
Yeah, I could see that. I could see you Scottish. I don't know about British, but Scottish.
Yeah, I think British.
I don't think you'd look terrible in a kilt.
I don't think so either. Thank you.
Might be problematic with that heating pad.
Yeah, although it actually might be better with the heating pad.
That might be better with the heating pad. That's a fair point. So you're a little confident in the Celtics. It sounds like.
I mean, don't you feel like I know they pulled away in game four late and won by eight, but it feels like the last three games have just been insanely close. You know, I mean, so I think the Celtics will find a way, especially in the second half. Like I kind of blindly like Celtics second half. I mean, obviously if they're up, you know, 15 points at halftime, it's not ideal, but I think to take the second half, it's ideal if you like the Celtics. They're just too good defensively. They're too well coached. They have too many stars. Like Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum are just, when they start firing those clutch second half threes, you just feel like it's a miracle if they miss. And the way that they play defense, the way that they, you know, can sort of trap Giannis and force Giannis into taking some threes. Frankly, Nick, a lot of it is going to come down to, because I think the last two games for me, a lot of it swung on the officiating and what they allowed Giannis to do close to the basket.
Because he gets away with murder, and I love him, but like he gets away with murder down low. There's no doubt.
He does whatever he wants, and it's like he's swinging around wildly, he's violently flying into people, and they're just blowing the whistle on the in other words, if they are blowing the whistle on the Celtics for anything that Giannis does, then it's probably going to be a Bucks win. And if they don't allow Giannis to do whatever he wants, then I think the Celtics could pull it off.
You better hear Nick Costos, Will Brinson in for Ken Barkley. Ken on vacation, returning to the show next week, breaking down last night's game between the Bucks and the Celtics, game five, spinning it forward to game number six. I'm going to use a word here, and I will use it later in the show in the power hour when we give our bets for the Heat Sixers game tonight, game number six in Philadelphia. And that word is trust. When it comes down to it tomorrow night in game number six, I do think the game is going to be close, Will. Like you said, I think things have compressed. Obviously, all these games are going to be close. It's pretty tightly matched. I trust Giannis. I trust Drew Holiday. I trust the Bucks more than I trust the Boston Celtics. Like, unbelievable plays by Holiday, defensive plays on Marcus Smart. Here's my question. Why the hell does Marcus Smart have the ball in those spots? Like, you're right, Will, and you were right when you said years ago that Jason Tatum was going to be a superstar. There's a case to be made. He's like a top five, top seven player in the world right now.
Yeah.
Why does Jason Tatum not have the ball in these spots? It was a discombobulated Celtics team down the stretch. And listen, the Bucks might lose the series. They might lose in the next round, might not win the NBA championship. But we know one thing about Milwaukee is that this iteration of the Bucks is battle-tested and battle-proven. Like, gets it done in the big spot, won a championship last year, down 2-0 to the Suns in the NBA Finals, survives game five on the road and come back and win game six, and Giannis drops 50. So tomorrow night in the clutch, game number six, like, I have to go with Milwaukee. And I'm not saying it's going to be my favorite bet of all time or like 9 million star lock of the millennium or anything. I don't trust Boston in game six on the road in Milwaukee. I do trust Giannis and the Bucks. And for me, it's as simple as that. Why I'm going to end up with the Bucks ticket coming up in game six.
Or the Celtics 1-1 in Milwaukee so far in the series. Is that right?
They lost game three and then they won game four. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think for the Celtics to win, you're going to need a fourth quarter performance from, you know, like not an Al Horford 30-point performance. That's asking too much. Like, that was insane.
Well, because how many points is Giannis going to score in the game? Like, just give like
35 to 40.
And his points prop is literally has been 31.5, and he goes over every single game. So I
might not be betting that. What the hell?
Well, yeah, you're going to listen to you better bet. If Giannis is going to score, let's say he scores 35. Let's say that's the number. Like, Tatum's got to score 35 also, right? Like, Tatum's got to be the guy. Like, Jaylen Brown's good. Jason Tatum's great. Like, they are not on the same level. And I think Brown's really good. Tatum's on the next level. Like, I think Tatum's got to be the guy that's got to carry them down the trench. You have Marcus Smart with the ball getting stripped by Drew Holiday twice. And I like Marcus Smart.
Yeah.
But Tatum's got to be the guy with the ball.
I couldn't agree more. And Tatum needs to attack the basket. He can't settle. You know, you need Horford. I think the combo of Tatum, Brown, and Horford need to score like 75 points. Is that enough?
Yeah, probably. Like if Tatum scores 35 and you get like 20 from Jaylen Brown or 20 plus and then 20 from Horford.
Yeah, basically that's sort of where I'm headed with that one. Yeah,
that helps you out. I think you need Marcus Smart to have a pretty nice game also. And if it goes seven.
So if it goes seven, I love the Celtics.
Okay. So it sounds like you kind of like the Celtics tomorrow night. And then you like the Celtics.
If you're Milwaukee,
you're going to be a 5-point favorite in the game.
But isn't it the quintessential, like if you're Milwaukee, you feel like you were about to be in big trouble just trying to force a game seven. All of a sudden you just won this. You feel like it's house money. And if you lose, you're like, oh my God, we just let them get back to Boston for a game seven. What are we? Because you kind of feel like you have to feel like you stole that game last night.
Absolutely. And I feel like they're going to, a lot of importance is going to be placed on winning game six. So if you like the Celtics tomorrow, it sounds like you do. And you think the Celtics would win game seven. Again, they'd be a favorite in the game, obviously. What about Boston plus 200 to win the series? Milwaukee's minus 250.
What's the spread for game six?
Milwaukee minus 1.5.
Oh yeah. Take the 200. Cause you're not going to get that on a parlay on Boston money line. You think it's going to be Boston minus 5 game seven?
Probably.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, that's if you like the Celtics, you take the plus 200. Like, I should, if
maybe
I should,
a little shorter, maybe like 4.5. It's not going to be more. That can't be loud. I don't think it'd be less than that.
It'll be like four and a half. I mean, somewhere between 4 and 5. Yeah. I would take the series price.
Very interesting. Game six coming up Friday night. Bucks and Celtics, Milwaukee with a 3-2 series lead. Take a quick break. And on the other side, we'll break down. I mean, the Grizzlies were up by 55 at one point. What the hell happened? We'll sift through it and talk game six, Grizz and the Dubs.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.